Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Inner Being's Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live here on Crowdcast, so we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central. Whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being here. Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open to the depths of yourself. Yes, to open to that ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the human heart and consciousness. Today, we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations. Each one of those is going to be followed by a minute of silence where you have an opportunity for contemplative practice. Resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Resonate. Does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or phrase that you hear. Reflect. To ponder deeply, to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond. All kinds of ways to respond, such as journaling or prayer or body movement. And rest. Simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After those three sessions, we will close with a spiritual practice, and here in Crowdcast, we'll enter into a group dialogue. Today's theme is creation and connectedness. So friends, with an open heart, a calmed, centered presence, and a gentle breath, let us begin. The circle of life, all of creation is connected and interdependent, each facet bearing inherent dignity as part of the being of God. The metaphor, the great chain of being, was a medieval metaphor for ecology. That was before we spoke of ecosystems. It is a philosophical and theological attempt to speak of the interconnectedness of all things at the level of pure being, interbeing. The great chain, we might call it the circle of life, became a way of teaching and preserving the inherent dignity of all things that participate in the divine being in various ways. It speaks of the inherent sacrality, interconnectedness, and communality of creation. Such a graphic metaphor is designed to help us hold all things together in an enchanted universe, to see the sacred in nature and creatures. Either we acknowledge that God is in all things, or we have lost the basis for seeing God in anything. The magnitude of things clearly manifests the immensity of the power, wisdom, and goodness of the triune God, who by his power, presence, and essence exist uncircumscribed in all things. God is one whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. God is within all things but not enclosed, outside all things but not excluded, above all things but not aloof, below all things but not debased. Therefore, the origin, the magnitude, the multitude, beauty, fullness, activity, and order of all created things are the very footprints and fingerprints of God. It is an intrinsically good creation. And to work up to loving God, you got to start by loving the very humblest and simplest things, and then move up from there. Let us place our first step in the ascent at the bottom, presenting to ourselves the whole material world as a mirror through which we may pass over to God, who is the supreme craftsman. The Creator's supreme power, wisdom, and benevolence shine forth in created things. So don't start by trying to love God or even people. Love elements and rocks first, then move to trees, then to animals, and then to humans. Angels will soon seem like a real possibility, and God is then just a short leap away. Because how we do anything is how we do everything. In the end, either we love everything, or there is reason to doubt that we love anything. See the beauty, allow the truth, and protect the inherent goodness of what is. Every gift of food and water, every act of simple kindness, every ray of sunshine, every mammal caring for her young, all of it emerged from this original and intrinsically good creation. If we can recognize that we belong to such a rhythm and ecosystem and intentionally rejoice in it, we can begin to find our place in the universe. We will begin to see that Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush is afire with God. So let us take not time now to sit with that and resonate, reflect, respond, rest. The medicine wheel is a symbol of the interconnectedness and responsibility of all being. It is a circle, and it marks north to south and east to west in the center of it. Different medicines, different animals, and different spiritual entities lie in each of those four directions. And this hoop or wheel also represents the four different parts of walking through your life as a human being, as a child, as a young adult, as someone who can bring forth family, and then in your elder years. Every single living life form, creature and creation, is given a seat on this sacred hoop of life. And every single member must uphold their part of the sacred hoop, or the integrity of the hoop begins to fail. You see, we are interbeing, and that is exactly what this hoop is describing. And it is us that are not upholding our part of the sacred hoop. Is every member being given what they need in order to enact their perfect design for thriving life, so that they can contribute to keep the integrity of that hoop intact? No. But if so, the whole ecology changes and balances again. Every being must be allowed to enact its perfect design for thriving life, or the whole thing begins to unravel. This great chain of being evolved actually into a great web of belonging, and the branches of our family trees are entangled. You may be familiar with that scientific term, quantum entanglement. When we make our way through the thick canopy of the past, we discover that lineage is anything but a line. It looks more like a web. And our concept of reality shifted to living systems of interrelationship and interdependency knit together in a web of life, or the great web of belonging. And God's relationship to creation is one of loving intimacy. Creation is not bound by a divine hierarchical order, but is instead a circle or dance or tapestry where God, humanity, and nature participate together in community. Indeed, intimacy between God and the world, an intimacy that is the primary relationship between God and creation from the beginning. And remember, God is not mediated through structures. Rather, structures provide ways for people to participate in the divine realities that infused the world around them. The shift toward God with us in a great web of belonging is the heart of today's spiritual revolution. The great web is the woven world of the planet and the people and the God who dwells therein. So let us rest in the silence to resonate, reflect, and respond. Friends, it seems that Western civilization doesn't realize the high price we pay for separating ourselves from the natural world, nature deficit disorder. With retreats in solitude in nature, we know we belong. We praise the creatures because of the Creator, and we praise God through the world. Just look at the stars and wonder. If these are the creatures, what must the Creator be like? See an interdependence between the different layers of creation and praise them for what they give one another. Address animals and nature as spiritual beings who are part of the necessary harmony, the interconnectedness. All the world is family. Everything becomes brother or sister. We are all part of this great chain of being, interbeing. These are brothers and sisters, and therefore, we may not disrespect them. God loves these creatures. God gave them so many good things. And since God loves them, they are objectively lovable. Therefore, we are to love them too. And all created things are a mirror that reflects the Creator. There are three great truths that hold everything together. They are emanation, exemplarism, and consummation. Emanation is we come forth from God bearing the divine image, and thus our inherent identity is grounded in the life of God from the beginning. Exemplarism, everything, the entire chain of being, everything in creation is an example and an illustration of that one God mystery in space and time. There are no exceptions. And consummation. All return to the source from which it came. The Omega is the same as the Alpha, and this is God's supreme and final victory. In Christ's body lives the fullness of divinity, and in Him you will find your own fulfillment. There is only Christ. He is everything and He is in everything. See, we were created in unity. Proceed forward insofar as we are in unity and return God's full gift of final unity. It is grace before, during, and after. And friends, creation is quite simply the mirror and image of God, and everything belongs. With that, let us resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Our spiritual practice this week comes from the book Kinship with Creation by Leah Shade and Margaret Bullitt Jonas. So you're invited now to find a position on your chair in which you feel comfortable, relaxed, and alert. And close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. Notice that as you breathe in, you are taking in oxygen, which is released by trees and all green growing things. And as you breathe out, you exhale carbon dioxide, which in turn is being taken up by trees. And really let yourself feel your connection to the air, to the trees, the grass, everything green, although there's not much green right now in most parts of the world. Now let yourself feel the weight of your body in the chair. You are as solid as the earth, and you are made from the same atoms of carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen that make up the earth. I'll take a moment and just kind of scan through the different parts of your body and really get a sense of your body as a whole. Feet and legs, hips and pelvis, abdomen, chest and rib cage, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, head. Sense it all as a whole. Now consider this. All the elements that make up your body came from stars that exploded millions of years ago. Our bodies connect us to the air and to the planets, to the earth, to the waters and the sea, to the animals, and to the stars. So let yourself appreciate the goodness of the amazing body that God has given you, and really feel your kinship with the whole creation. And one more time, we take a deep breath to feel the air connect with creation, and exhale and give it back. And for our YouTube and podcast listeners, we bless you. We remind you that love is the way and that you are love. So stay awesome and be love, and we look forward to any time that you can join us here live. Thank you. Mm-hmm.